We've been consistent in this here. We believe that a deal can be reached, and we all know what the core issues are. The fact that the DUP have been in default of the St Andrews Agreement, and we need to move that forward and get a firm date for the transfer of policing and justice. We believe that a deal can be struck this morning if the political will is there. There has been work done. There's common ground that has been reached, but we need to move forward. And the big problem here is that the DUP somehow feel that the price of devolution and justice will be the Orange Order marching on Givehy Road or the head of the Parades Commission on a plate, and that's not going to happen. There can't be preconditions to this here. We need to resolve the issue of contentious parades, but that cannot be done in the middle of very important negotiations around issues such as policing and justice.
OK, you say you believe a deal can be done. Do you think a deal will be done?
Well, I'm not in the business of speculating. Obviously, we've been in intense discussions with both the DUP and both governments in this matter. It's not just been going on this week. We've been engaging with the DUP for a number of months in this year, and we've been waiting patiently for the last 18 months for them to do the business. So it's, you know, we're here. We're assembling now just this morning, our negotiating team, and we're here to do the business. We're here to cut the deal. We're here to take the DUP over the line, and we're just going to wait and have to see if the DUP are going to step up to the mark and show the leadership that we have shown through this process.
Are you concerned that perhaps the DUP may be stalling until there's a change in leadership in Britain, a change in leadership that perhaps would favour their cause better?
Well, there's many ways that you can read into it, and it's very hard to get inside the head of any of your negotiators or those that you're negotiating with. All we know is that this is a commitment that the DUP signed up to over 3 years ago. They haven't lived up to that commitment. Both ourselves, the Irish government, the British government, and the American administration are all united on this here, that devolution of policing and justice has to happen without delay, and preconditions can't be put in its place. So that's what we're focusing on. We're not really interested in what's going to happen 6 months down the road with a new British administration or anything like that there. It's about making sure that we can deliver, making sure that we can bed down the institutions, make sure that the DUP are willing to share power with Sinn Féin and share the office of First Minister and Deputy First Minister on the basis of equality and democracy. And that means that we will have stronger institutions across the island of Ireland that will be better able to deliver and more effective delivery for the people that we represent.